Welcome to the Iced Tea Podcast After Show, the bonus podcast where we spill the tea on things that may or may not be vaguely figure skating adjacent. My name is Netta. Hi.
Hi, I'm Megan. And this, in honor of our 21st episode, which was either the one we did last week, or this one, or the one you did that we're doing next week, depending on how you're counting, we decided to get drunk, because...
21.
I mean, what's the legal drinking age in Bulgaria?
18.
Okay, so this is only special for me, but that's fine.
It's fine. What was our 18th episode? That was IDF, right? So that was very special for me. So that's true. I feel like it works out.
It does work out. What are you drinking, Netta?
I'm drinking a Bloody Mary. I've been really into Bloody Marys. I'm not sure why, but it's like wintry and like there is a lot of flavor happening. It's really, really good. It's Russian vodka, of course, and a lot of spicy shit. It's very good. What are you drinking?
That's a salad in some countries. I'm having a fruit salad. I'm having a vodka crayon with Tito's vodka and like cranberry raspberry juice. So I guess it's a cranberry raspberry vodka crayon.
Incredible.
I don't drink that much and have not drank in a long time, and I have had maybe like half of this cocktail, and I am like gonzo, so this is going to be a real interesting one.
Yeah, I'm a drag artist. This is my job. But also, I did start drinking 2 hours ago when I had a beer with my mom over dinner, so we're doing great.
Cool, let's do an episode. I was going to say we should have had Long Island iced tea, but I don't like iced tea, and that's my deep, dark secret, is that I don't like the beverage for which this podcast is
Long Island iced tea doesn't have iced tea in it, though. It's like Coke and rum and shit.
I can't have carbonated beverages.
That's
so
valid.
I guess I can't.
That's very upsetting.
But anyway, it's fine. I don't miss them. Our vague plan for this episode is that we have solicited some questions that we have not seen. But we solicited, like, sleepover questions, would you rather, fuck, marry, kill kind of skating things. And we're gonna unearth them and see what our drunk brains come up with. How's that sound?
I'm so excited. We literally, we haven't seen them, and I've been itching to take a peek, and I haven't. I've been so good, and I'm very excited to dive in.
Okay, I'm gonna take another long drink. I feel like I need to be a little less sober before we start.
Okay, let's do this. Wait, should I do a shot?
Definitely do a shot. You've got to catch up to my level of having had two drinks and then being, like, on the floor.
All right. This is just straight from the bottle. It's not even a shot. Okay, here we go.
This is, like, the time that my mom walked in on me during Skate Canada last year, just drinking Jack Daniels from the bottle. She, like, never will let me forget that. But you know what? I stand by it, because that's a Skate Canada mood.
Oh, boy. Okay, 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 okay.
Did you have a chaser?
Nope.
All right, are you ready for the first question, Netta?
I am. Oh my god.
Okay, I'm gonna read it to you. Ready?
Yes.
Would you rather... no. Would you rather wear Anton Shulapov's free skate Holocaust costume from this year or Domina/Shabalin's offensive OD costumes from 2010? Those are the ones where they're dressed as, like, Survivor rejects, right?
Yeah, I need to look at them again. Hold on half a second, because his is fresh in my mind. We're a little, like, inside. We're recording this the day of NHK Free Skates, so his is very free in my... What is this?
That's a really good question. So the question is, would I rather wear them?
Yeah.
You know, there's no context for this. Like, do I get to do it in the privacy of my own home, or do I get to, like, do
no,
I
have,
you have
to perform? Yeah, you have to perform. I've decided you have to perform.
No. I would do Shulapov's because, here's what I would do. I would, fall immediately, because I'm me, on the ice. And I would fall in such a way that the boy in the striped pajamas part is, like, on the ice, and I just kind of look like a Nazi lying down.
Wow.
And it's a commentary on how Nazis should be punched until they're face down on the ground.
Wow. I mean, that's correct, but I think I would do... I think I would do Domnina and Shabalin because I'm... not Jewish, and I would not try. Like, you have Jewish ancestry. I don't. So I'm not gonna. Not gonna.
That's true. That's true. I respect that. I respect that. My one quarter Jewishness, respect you for that, I guess. But my three quarters Irish Catholic hates you.
Oh no.
Nope, just kidding. I love you. Okay. Oh, we're getting to that part of the night where it's, where it's 3 p.m. and I'm like, I love you. You're my best friend. Okay.
I'm going to read you the next one.
Great.
Would you rather bump the short and make it up in the free to podium, or have a great short that gets you to the podium despite a messy free?
Oh, that's a really good question. That's thoughtful. Yeah, it's interesting. I think I would, if I was a skater, I would definitely be the kind who excels at the free and not the short, because I think in general, I perform better when I know that I have room to think on my feet and make snap decisions and, like, wiggle room to improvise, versus the structure of the short, I think, would stress me out. So I think realistically, it's more likely that I would be a free skate preferer than a short program preferer. That's also, I think, what I would want, because I think it makes a better narrative to struggle and then succeed.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, is I like the through line of, like, oh, they fucked up in the short program and now they have, like, something to prove and, like, all of that. I always enjoy that when it happens in real skating, and it gives people something to come back to, and it's easier when it's fresh, because otherwise, like, you podium with a garbage free skate and it's like, well, so many people skated better, how is this still possible? Oh, it's just because they had such a big lead, which doesn't feel as fair, even though it's like still points.
Yeah.
Do you want to read the third question?
Sure, we're just zipping through these. Okay, would you rather tights fully over skates or tights tucked into skates?
Tucked, for sure. Unless we mean, like, where they go halfway over, which is the worst. I like the look of a full boot over tights.
I think it depends. I think both are fine. It's just the halfway that I hate. And I don't even really hate it that much on Evgenia in her black leggings.
Yeah, it's when it's flesh-colored.
It's when it's flesh-colored. I think flesh-colored all the way down over the boot is actually a good choice and the best choice in some cases. I think the most versatile choice. I just don't think you can really ever go wrong with it. Just let your boots, let your boot flag fly.
Yeah. In practice, I tend to wear leggings over my boots, like halfway, which is horrible because I don't like that aesthetically, but it's just safer because it covers your laces, and I've tripped over my laces before. Having said that, if it's like an aesthetic thing where you have to present one way or the other, it looks very junior. Yeah, it just looks junior when they have them halfway through. So I personally like seeing a whole boot, but if it has to be nude, like, just go all the way. Oh my god, Misha Gay just tweeted 20 seconds ago asking people for their top 5 programs of the season so far. I can't answer this question. No roots. That's it.
Did Nisha Gay ask us? Did he see, like, oh, the iced tea hosts are drunk, let me.
He just tweeted it, but he said, what are your top 5 programs of the season so far? Parentheses, oh, disciplines. And then he didn't put a question mark, he just put a colon.
Just all business here. Okay, off the top of my dome, like, no, I'm not gonna, like, think about it too hard.
Top 5.
Kazuki's Moulin Rouge, while we're on the topic of Misha Gay.
That's what he wants to hear.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna tell him that. I like I'm Misha. A people pleaser. Hey, Mish.
Fellas,
is it gay? Okay, Kazuki's Moulin Rouge. I don't know, Jason's Schindler. Mm-hmm. KG's hip hip chin chin. I want to say No Roots, but you just said No Roots, so.
Well, it's, yeah, I'm gonna do 5 after you.
Okay, probably No Roots and, like, Work Bitch, I guess.
All right. Okay, I'm gonna do 5. I'm gonna try to do No Roots, Maddie and Evan's snake dance thing.
Oh, okay, Ice Dance. Okay.
He said all disciplines. Like, I'm just answering a question. Jason Schindler. Jesus, there's so many good ones, though.
Wait, what about Great Spirit? I can't believe we forgot Great Spirit.
Yeah, it's like, I'm trying to think, it's like a list of programs that make me completely feral, and it's Tomoki's, yes. Tomoki's One Republic program, Great Spirit,
yes.
Fucking Bachenko's Pirates of the Caribbean, just like things that make me, my heart, feel things, but like not emotions, but just like feral, chaotic energy.
You know what I think about all the time? I think about Brady Tennell's Free Skate. No, her short program, yes. The one in the red dress.
Yes. I need to say a fifth one because I have four fingers up and it's bothering me. I'm going to say...
Two Men in Love.
Yeah, that's a good one. Okay, we've answered this question that Misha Gia did not submit to this bonus episode.
Well, now you get to ask a question from...
From the actual list.
I think it's your turn, yeah.
Yes, it is. You can have just one event ticket for Worlds. Would you rather see ladies short, ladies free, men's short, or men's free, or something else? One ticket for Worlds, just one discipline, one event. What are you seeing?
This year's Worlds?
Yeah.
Oh. Men's free.
Men's free.
Yeah. Because I want to see someone win.
Oh.
The tiebreaker is thirst for me.
I think I would go men's short just because that's where a lot of like the slappy programs are, because free skates tend to be a lot of like the more lyrical stuff.
A lot of shirts.
So many shirts.
A lot of shirts, a lot of homes being built.
A lot of homes being built, loads of Schindler.
A lot of lists being made.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, so I think I would go men's short, just because that's like a lot of, you would see Otoniao, La Boheme, and just a bunch of other shit.
You would see Question of You.
Question of You.
Jason's Kaleo. That's a really good answer. And also, I feel like it might be kinder to my ADD to like not have to sit through the free skates of like literally everyone that's ever put on a skate.
But yeah, I think like in terms of programs this year, I think I would do men's short.
They sure are. I think that every time NBC Gold is like, men short. That's how they advertise, it's men short. And I'm like, they are.
Most of them are.
All right, next question.
Hit me.
Would you rather win a controversial Olympic gold medal like Adelina, so your name becomes synonymous with cheating judges, or just fall short of achieving your lifelong dream of Olympic gold by fairly winning the silver? You know what? Okay, so the thing about Adelina for me... First of all, that's my niece's middle name because it's a family name on her dad's side. So it always makes me sad to see that that's also in figure skating. It's like a four-letter word. But the thing for me with that is that if you didn't know figure skating very well, you didn't know Olympic lore, you had like a cursory level of whatever, you wouldn't know who she is, even though she won a gold medal. Like, you wouldn't know that name. You would kind of, I feel like history kind of just... remembers Yuna Kim as the star, much in the same way that if you were asked who won season 2 of American Idol, you would probably say Clay Aiken. I think time
season 2 of RuPaul's Drag Race. Studdards.
Yeah, time erases the Ruben Studdards, the Tyra Sanchez's.
Jesus Christ, yeah.
You know, it's like time is a way of whatevering. So I think I would rather just earn what I got, because then you can be, like, the great everlasting silver medalists, like, you know, Evgenia and Yuna and Brian Orser and Stefan Lambiel.
Ooh, you're just hitting. This is just blow after blow. Jesus Christ, this is upsetting. I don't like the Olympics. No, but I agree. I feel very strongly about winning. I like winning, but I like knowing that I've won and not knowing that I've been smart enough to pretend I won or rich enough or like connected enough. So I would rather work and win the joy of knowing that everyone thinks that the person who won over me is garbage.
Yeah. Also, I think the question is like, you like silver's the best you could do.
I would be okay with that. Like, if I'm Olympic silver is still better than like millions of people, so I would take that.
I think in many ways, second place is a more comfortable place to be because you know that you're among the best, but you don't have that pressure of being completely unparalleled. Like, you still have someone you can look up to and root for. Like, I always enjoyed being vice president of clubs in school. It was like, I got all the power, but, like, less responsibility. I think that that is, like, the ideal place. I would be comfortable with silver.
I like doing ensemble parts when I'm in musicals because I enjoy, like, learning all the things, but, like, not having to worry about it.
I think the best role to have in a musical is, like, there's always one role for, like, a mezzo who just is in the first, like, 10 minutes of the play, sings a beautiful song, and then is never in the rest of the play. It's like the Fontaines, it's like the Lady of the Lake in Camelot. We used to call it, my friend Betsy always got cast in that role, and we used to call it the Betsy role. There's a lot of them in, like, Gilbert and Sullivan. Like, that's the role you want. That's where I'm comfortable. So yeah.
See, I wanna do like the Fontaine, but then like in a production where she gets to join the ensemble for the rest of it and just like be a prisoner and be a wedding guest and like be all the things, be at the barricade just to like know all the harmonies and like all the choreo, because I like knowing all the things.
See, I would want to be Fontaine and then just like play Angry Birds in the dressing room for the next 2.5 hours.
And then take a bow at the end, just like, yes, thank you, it is me, I died. To love another person, etc.
Absolutely. All right, hit me with another one, Netta.
Ooh! Would you rather have a bad poetry Instagram or a sexist gaming channel?
This sounds funny. I would rather have a bad poetry Instagram. I think that I probably have at some point in my long career of being both too honest and transparent on the internet and an artist trying out every possible medium. I'm sure at some point I have had poetry on the internet that I regret, so I feel like this is a no-brainer for me.
Oh, I have a lot of poetry on the internet that I do regret. All of my sad tweets are technically poetry, so I feel like I already have a bad poetry Instagram. It's no artwork of the mind, mind you, but it's up there.
I have a story to tell you. So I have this thing where I have the world's worst memory about anything important, but I remember the birthdays of anybody that I ever was close friends with or dated. Today is one of my ex-boyfriend's birthdays. Actually, I think I would have, Facebook reminded me technically, I probably would have forgotten, but a guy I dated in high school, it's his birthday, and we were in the poetry club together, and it was our job to like edit the poetry magazine thing, and we, all of the submission, we were like, it was like us and our other friend were in charge of the editing the poetry magazine, and we all submitted anonymously. Like, we submitted poetry obviously because we liked poetry. I liked poetry, they were in it because I was in it. I don't think they gave a shit about poetry, but anyway, so I submitted a poem and it was anonymous, and it ended up in my then boyfriend's stack. And his comment on it was, kill it with fire. And then I was like, this is my poem. And I had to, like, watch his facial journey.
Oh, this is such a quintessential just high school dating story.
Yeah, the relationship didn't last that long after that. Funny surprise story. It still made the magazine. I mean, I cut out the part that he hated because it was bad. He was right to say it, but...
Oh my god, Megan, you can't even self-crit.
I know, I can't even self-crit, but whatever.
Let's read another question.
Okay, I'll read one to you now. Would you rather wear a really pretty costume, but you have a costume malfunction, or wear a really ugly one without any malfunctions? Oh, that's a really good one.
It is? I have my answer. I would wear a pretty one that falls apart, because I'm not afraid of that happening to me. I feel like I would recover from that better, and it makes for a better story, and it makes for, like, the kind of thing that would make it out of skate internet and into, like, the rest of the internet. So I care about the virality of it. I would rather look pretty. I like costumes. I would risk something falling apart for the sake of looking pretty. I would not want to skate in something that looks dumb.
I'm not sure, because I agree with you that I don't really care if anyone sees my parts. It's like, who gives a shit? If it went viral, that's great. And then I feel like I think I would be able to bounce back from that with, like, just a funny comment. And then everyone would be like, look how charming and funny she is. These are the kind of fantasies I have where I am famous, and then everyone's like, oh my god, she's so relatable and fun. She's a cool girl. Like Jennifer Lawrence in 2011.
Oh, please don't say that. You're so much better than that.
Oh my god, thank you. So, the flip side of this, though, is that the word use was ugly. It wasn't, like, boring or bland. I would never skate in something that was, like, cheap-looking or boring or bland. But ugly. We know I love an ugly costume. If it was, like, Dennis Vassiliev's level ugly, if it was, like, Sofia Samajura, the 1986 prom dress from the Challenger series earlier this year, now that I can get behind.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, here's the deal. Like, that needs to work with a program. It needs to be something that narratively makes sense to on purpose be ugly. And in that case, it's camp. I think here we're just talking about just it's ugly. You're skating to the soundtrack of a movie that came out in 2007. I don't know which one, but one of them. And it's just ugly. Like, the color scheme's just slightly off.
Yeah, then pretty costume and a titty falls out.
Yeah, boy. Just tape up the nips and be ready for it. I don't know. That's what I do in drag, is, like, if I know I'm wearing something like deep cut or something, if I know I might flash people, I just make sure I have pasties on, just, like, so it looks like a part of the performance.
Honestly, like, I'm a pretty busty person, and if I ever end up jumping, there's, like, a 50-50 chance that just given momentum and, like, heft of boob, one of them's just gonna fly off into the audience. Like, it's only a matter of time, so I need to prepare for this anyway.
I just imagined it, like, halfway through a spin, just flying off.
I think about how I know that this is just part of, like, this position you need to get into to, like, snap up and do a jump, but I do notice that bustier lady skaters, like, do hold them down while they jump, and I'm like, yeah, I relate to that. I had a Zumba teacher who used to say, hold them if you have to. Hold them if you have to.
That's so very valid.
All right, ask me, hit me with another.
Would you rather be a decent skater in a big federation struggling to make national team, or be a bad skater in a small fed where you're guaranteed to make the team?
Oh my god, absolutely the second one. I love being a big fish in a small pond. I seek out small ponds so I can have my time in this limelight. I'm not a competitive person. I hate competing. I am too empathetic for my own good, and if anybody else is, like, good and wants it a little bit more, I'm like, you just have it, sweetheart. Like, you go for it. I would never survive in, like, Russia.
Again, I love winning. I really like winning. I would love to be decent and compete with everyone. But I'm also Bulgarian, and I feel like I gotta stay true to my federation. Just be kind of good and skate for my fed and see what happens and maybe make the top 20th worlds, you know?
I wonder who would answer the other way. This, to me, seems very clear. Like, if you want to skate as much as possible, right? Although I guess it might be demoralizing to have to go to worlds every year and, like, just not ever do well, but I have to imagine that everybody has their own personal goals too, right? And it's not just about podiuming.
Well, yeah. I feel like, on a moral level, I want to beat everyone and win and just win, and yes, but also, like, I have a small federation that I would represent, so. Okay, what's next?
Okay. Would you rather wear Amber Glenn's vagina dress or have a gimmicky costume change? I would wear Amber Glenn's vagina dress to fucking CVS today.
Same. I think it's a beautiful dress, and also I don't care for a costume change.
I cannot overstate how I really feel like my vagina dress tweet was taken out of context, and I really genuinely did mean it as a compliment. Like, that, it's a cool choice to make.
I will say, though, I would like to have a costume change that doesn't feel gimmicky. Like, I want to be the Violet Chachki of figure skating. I want to have the one costume change where, like, you didn't see it coming, it didn't look bad in the construction of the garment, and, like, you were surprised. I'm going to keep using Violet Chachki as an example, because her runway reveal in the first episode of season 7 of RuPaul's Drag Race is untoppable. I want to, like, do that thing where she unclasps her belt and the jumpsuit completely changes, like, halfway through Anina Bauer. Not during a spin or anything. It's just, like, during a spiral where it's like, and I'm wearing a different dress. Like, that's what I want. But that's not gimmicky. That's just good. So.
Okay. I think that it would be great if it was, like, okay, you never saw Steven Universe, did you?
No.
I saw a thing recently that some design student, I believe it was a design student, I could be wrong about this, but it was something that went around the internet. If you close your ears if you haven't watched Steven Universe and you want to, because I'm about to blow the biggest spoiler of the entire series. But basically, the person comes out as Pink Diamond, and it's like a perfect Pink Diamond costume, which is very geometric and like A-list space alien-ish. And then they undo the top and it turns into the rose quartz, like big giant fluffy gown. And that makes sense because that's the reveal, is that they're the same person. And
I somehow knew that just from like being on the internet. I was like, oh no, I'm going to get a spoiler. But no, I knew that. That's incredible.
No, it's true. But I feel like it's the reason it worked is because they're two completely different silhouettes. So you can't believe it's able to fit under there. Two, it narratively makes sense. It's not like, I still don't really understand, like, Eric Satie to the Firebird. I don't fucking know. But that makes sense narratively. And I think in a skating program, you would have to do it like on Anina Bauer, like you said, at a moment in the music, like maybe a key change or like, I don't know, something.
Oh yeah, it would have to be a full transition, like the whole thing. It has to be an entire situation. But yeah, it has to be like unexpected. And it has to be the thing where once you've seen it once, the next time it goes to happen, you're like, oh my god, it's about to happen. And you like grab your friend that you're sitting next to because you know it's about to happen. Like, there is a way to do costume changes and have them be exciting.
Here's what I think actually would be the best, because you keep saying unexpected, and I'm thinking, how could we make that, how could we keep that going when you're going to compete minimum like 4 or 5 times, right? I think here's what you do.
Different reveals every time.
Yeah. First time, no reveal. Second time, we think it's not a reveal. Oh my god, it's a reveal. It looked exactly the same, but it was a reveal. I would say either you save the reveal for like Worlds.
Yes.
And it's never a reveal before Worlds.
Yes.
And it's a long durational thing. Or every time it's a different reveal. And it's never
just
the
like,
same.
You pull off one sleeve every time.
The world's longest striptease. No, it's like the same. The mechanism is the same every time. But the underneath is different every time.
That's
and completely
inspiring.
Unrelated. Sometimes it's like a different dress. Sometimes it's a jumpsuit. Sometimes it's like the costume of the person that skated before you. Like,
it's like a magic trick. It's like a card you pulled from the audience before the event. And then you did a review and you're wearing that card.
Yeah, or like you you know what you do? You go to do the reveal and then you're like, wait a minute. And then you go, oh, and then you point to someone in the audience and they're wearing the dress.
You still go to the reveal, though, and you end up semi-nude while this friend... It's the technical controller, actually.
And the technical controller is like, oh, you got me!
GOE plus 5.
This is... Like, we should be directing all...
We fixed figure skating.
We fucking fixed it.
Megan, would you rather skate to the Neo's bad music cuts and have random leggy choreo? Or do you want to have Benoit's, like, questionably Middle Eastern fantasy programs?
Benoit, because first of all, I don't have flexible leggies, and no one wants to see me try to stick my leggy out real far. I think that Benoit's programs are vague and well-researched at the same time that it's, like, kind of okay. I would maybe take it to a place of, oh, it's not real Middle East, it's Game of Thrones or Dune or something, and I would like, weeb my way out of it.
I agree. First of all, because I think Benoit and I would be great friends, and I can't wait to drink wine with him. But also, I've said this before on, like, actual podcast. Bulgarian music has a lot of Middle Eastern influence because we were part of the Ottoman Empire for 5 centuries, so we couldn't help any of that influence. But, yeah, a lot of Bulgarian music sounds vaguely Middle Eastern as well, so I feel like I could pull it off. Just, like, looking, you know, Balkan and, like, oh my god, is that actually, like, their music? And I just don't know, and I'm assuming it's appropriative when it's not, kind of thing. Also, I would not want to skate to Daniil's dumb music cuts ever, for no reason, ever.
The only reason I'd say Daniil is because I know I could fix them. Like, I could just, like, steal the Audacity file and, like, spruce it up a little, but I think that's cheating in the spirit of the question.
Yeah. No, you don't get to fix it. It's, like, what it is.
We could talk to Benoit enough to make sure that we're being culturally sensitive.
I would love to let Benoit choreograph, like, a Bulgarian-inspired thing, because I feel like he would get it.
All right. Netta, would you rather live a day in the life of a 10-year-old Atari quad girl or Plushenko's son, Sasha?
This is so depressing. I would be Sasha. Because...
Wait, do you mean Sasha Plushenko or Sasha Trusova?
Yeah, Sasha Plushenko. Because... Okay. He is so very rich. His dad is so very rich. He lives in a golden house made of marble. Like, for real.
It looks like a weird marble submarine.
Yeah, it's depressing. But this child is so taken care of and just pampered. And have you noticed that he's not competing or anything? Like, he could be, but he's not. He's just... his dad's son, and he just does ice shows and gets to hug Yuzu and shit. So as long as it's like present day and we don't do the sex bomb anymore, I would want to be Sasha Plushenko for a day. Jesus Christ.
That's what I was going to say. Like, I agree with all of that. He has a cute dog. He has a lot of money. And sometimes they go on their boat. Like, I feel like that would be the life, right? Like, I want to be a little Russian boy prince. However... this could go very wrong, because, like you brought up, the day, like, this could backfire on you, because what if the day that is selected is, like, the day you have to go do sex bomb with dad? Whereas, you could be, I know, the day that you end up as an Atari quad girl could be, like, it's off season, it's your one day off a year, and you get to go and, like, eat lots of food and hang out with your animals and your family, and maybe you could even get a haircut. You just, anything goes. You don't even have to see Atari or go on the ice rink at all.
I will say I would like the chance to bully Daniil for, like, 8 hours a day, and I feel like a lot of them girls do that, so...
It would be really interesting to once and for all get to see, like, what goes on at Sambo and, like, then kind of come back to my own body and report once and for all. Because there's a lot of rumors that swirl around, and I would be interested. I would maybe sacrifice a day of
you know, I would love to hear that op-ed where you start with, "So hear me out, this was a Freaky Friday situation for just one day, and I've come back to report."
Do I get all the skills of an Atari quad girl? Like, I'm assuming the fact that it says Atari quad girl means I can do a quad.
I would like to do a quad, though.
I don't know. That's a really, really good question. I think that actually I've talked myself into being an Atari quad girl.
I'm going to read you a question.
Do it.
You're flying to Russia to rescue an Atari skater, but you can only rescue one. Which one?
Oh my god. Okay, I'm torn.
Okay.
Because there are three possible answers here. There are three possible answers. We can either go, if I'm going for someone, like, early career, we can still save them before it gets whatever. I would go with Kamila Valieva, because I've heard multiple people say that when you look into her eyes, you can see the kind of thing that you used to see with Yulia Lubnitskaya, which is just, like, a very dark vibe. And if that's the case, if that's the road we're heading down, I would like to steal her and bring her somewhere else. I would... my number one choice is honestly Sasha Trusova, just because I feel like she has so much technical ability that if she were given really good choreography and taught really excellent foundational skills, I think that would just be incredible to see, because I think, like, Sasha and especially Aliona are doing great. Like, they're fine. They're getting a well-rounded education, but I just want Sasha to go somewhere else to, like, get boot camp so people will leave her alone, including us. We'll leave her alone about her artistry and we can just enjoy the jumping. But also there's a part of me that wants to rescue Alina so that she can continue skating after, like,
this year.
You know? Yeah.
I would rescue Morrissey because we're dating.
Oh, you're... Wow.
Yeah. There you go. Fuck all of those little girls. I'm gonna steal the one boy they have and ride off into the sunset.
That's a great response.
Yeah, no, you know what? I would steal Morrissey, but just because we already have a pre-established thing because we're dating, and then I'll talk him into going back and, like, smuggling more people out.
Wow. That's it. That right there is the answer.
You have the power to change exactly one ISU rule. Which is it?
That is, oh my God, Jesus Christ. Jules submitted this question. I'm shook. This is a good question. I'm not sure if this counts as multiple rules. Here's what I would do. Help me turn this into one rule.
Okay. I do know the handbook by heart, so let's go.
Okay. I would overhaul PCS so that it's judged by a completely separate group of judges who are figure skaters and, like, dance and performance experts, and are not, and they're just only judging PCS. And I would also make women's PCS, I would stop scaling it down. I would make it equal the way it is for men's.
Yeah, all the PCS scaling is a good hill to die on. I would allow same-sex size dancing.
Oh, Meta, that's fucking genius.
I don't know how you would have to do it, but I would allow it, and I would not limit it to, like, any, like, it could be any couple of people ice dancing.
So it wouldn't be same-sex as much as it would just be, like, gender open.
Yeah.
Open gender.
Genderless ice dancing. You can ice dance with anyone as long as y'all can, like, lift each other a little and look pretty and twizzle and shit. You can ice dance.
Maybe I change my answer from anything to do with PCS to just, you can keep PCS the same, but instead of separating it men's and women's, you just separate it quads and triples, like quads and no quads.
I feel like my only issue with that is that people would not care for the triples. Like, people would be like, well, they're still in triples, so, like, who gives a shit?
Oh, that's true.
Like, the way people would be like, well, yeah, he's very good, but he's a junior, so, like, whatever, let's see him get to seniors.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, that's true. Okay, so then I default back to my first answer about PCS stuff.
Wow, we're truly solving the world's problems.
We really are.
So proud of us.
Which pair skaters do you think could do singles, and which singles could do pairs?
Ooh, I don't really know pairs that well.
I feel like in order to do pairs, you need to, like, the women need to be very, very, very small.
The women in pairs can do everything. I feel like any one of them could decide to be a single skater any day of the week, and they could, because they do impossible. I will die on this hill. The women who do pair skating are the bravest humans in the world, because they fly so very high, and it's so scary. So I feel like any one of them could be a single skater just by a virtue of being capable of impossible things.
Yeah, I don't know pairs enough to say who could do singles, but as far as which singles could do pairs, I think people are always saying Satoko should do pairs or ice dance, which I think it's problematic to say that if somebody isn't, like, a perfect jumper, they should just do pairs or ice dance, like, as though that's, like, easier and not a whole different discipline. But I do think that she's really small, and I think that she could probably be thrown. I think someone on Reddit a million years ago said that Satoko and Keiji should form a pair, and I would be so into that because I think that they do actually have the makings of a great pairs team, because the way that they're built, like, Keiji's pretty muscular, hashtag thirst. Satoko is pretty small and could probably fly
hashtag thirst.
Through her. Hashtag thirst. And they are both, like, really stylish and, like, flamboyant dancers, and I think that would be a winning team for me. But Japan doesn't care about pairs, so.
Yeah. I agree with that. What was I saying earlier today? I was saying that someone should let, and I don't know what federation that should be for, and that goes in my universe where the same-sex ice dance is allowed, but I just need to see Kevin and Tamuki ice dance together, because they're both so good at just, like, very exciting and unusual elements, and I feel like combining that into, like, ice dance would be very fun. Also, I just learned today that Tomoki is not naturally clockwise, he just does it for fun.
Yeah, he said that his coach just decided to teach him that.
Which I respect deeply, and I love the representation I'm getting, but that tells me that if he wanted to be an ice dancer or a pair skater, he could switch, probably.
Monkey switches, you heard it here first. I am drunk. So, I would like to say that I think I get frustrated when I hear people constantly be like, oh, if you're left-handed, you spin clockwise, and if you're right-handed, you spin counterclockwise, because it doesn't always correspond. Like, Netta, you're not left-handed, are
you? I'm right-handed, and I spin clockwise. Actually, anytime that comes up on, like, credit or something, there's, like, 20 of us that crawl out of the woodwork who are, like, left-handed but skate normal, or right-handed but skate clockwise. But actually, it's just, like, about, like, balance and stuff, which is not related to how you hold a pencil.
Do you want
to
do the next question?
Yeah, this is our last question, actually. Would you rather skate to a curse stop or a remix, or a medley that has been cut in the middle of bars?
Definitely a curse stop or remix. I love curse stop or remix.
Same. I think remixing shit or changing the genres of shit is like the funniest thing you can do with music. I'm thinking of our friend Dan, a fan of the show, friend, good DM. They made us listen to a dubstep remix of the Pirates of the Caribbean theme. He's a pirate, and it's been stuck in my head for like a week now, and I just think that remixing things is an endless source of comedy, and I think if done correctly, it could be very, very, very fun and good.
I came up with a fun way to close this out.
Yes.
Can we go through the podiums of the 6 Grand Prix events and do Fuck, Marry, Kill for every single yes. podium?
Yes. Also, before we do this, disclaimer, of course we're doing this assuming everyone's of age, consenting, etc., etc., etc.
Also, just aesthetically, I also want to say that I don't feel great going on record saying I would like to kill anyone, because I wouldn't, so...
Fuck, Mary, cancel. Can we fuck, Mary, cancel?
I was gonna say fuck, Mary, retire. Like, they can live, but they just can't skate anymore.
Okay, we can
fuck,
do
Mary,
that.
Fuck, Mary, cancel. No, fuck, Mary, cancel is funny.
Okay. Are we doing both men and ladies? Because I can do both.
I'll do both. Why not?
Okay, Skate America. We're starting with ladies, because that's what we do on this podcast. Fuck, Mary, cancel. Elizaveta Tuktomyshova, Brady Tanell, Anna Shcherbakova.
Fuck, Lisa. Mary, Brady, cancel Anna, I guess. I just can't get past her age.
Yeah, I would do the opposite. I would fuck Brady and marry Lisa so I can get in on this throuple situation with her.
That's
and
smart.
Andre. Just for my own sake. And also, like, I never know when Fuck, Marry, Kill. Does Mary assume that, like, you get to fuck them several times? Because, like, you're, like, that's part of most people's marriages.
That's true. I don't know the rules. I wonder if it's, like, can we, for the sake of this game, can we say that you have, like, perfectly serviceable but not that exciting very vanilla sex with them once a week if you're married, but like fuck is like you get to really do it up but only once.
Okay, in that case it's you fuck Lisa, marry Brady, and cancel Anna. Okay, this is hard. Skate America men, Dmitry Aliev, Jason Brown, Nathan Chen.
Can you walk me through your logic, because I'm totally stumped.
My logic is I marry Jason either way because I have to.
Yeah, you can't not. You can't pass
I can't that up. Not. The thing is, I feel like I would understand Dima just because he's like the kind of Slavic fuckboy I know and understand. So I feel like I'm going to have to cancel Nathan.
For me, it's marry Jason, fuck Nathan, cancel Dima. Only because Dima looks very, very slightly like someone I used to date, whereas Nathan does not. So I feel like it would be a newer experience.
I feel like... in this case, I have to cancel Nathan and fuck Dima just once and then hope that it comes back up next time. Skate Canada, we can only do guys because the ladies are all babies and it would be weird. However, Keiji Tanaka, Nam Nguyen, Yuzuru Hanyu.
This is the hardest choice of my life. I think I would actually marry Nam because... he'd, like, make me laugh. Like, he's got so much personality. I don't know a ton about Keiji's personality. He seems very stoic. I would definitely fuck him. Like, he's my fuck for sure.
Are you canceling Yuzu?
I think I'm canceling Yuzu. I don't think he needs me. You know what I mean? Like, I think he's gonna be fine without me.
Yeah. No, I think you made the right choices. I just think that Yuzu and I would be very good, like... buddies. I don't think we're romantically or sexually compatible, so
no, same.
So I feel like I would have to marry Nam, and I would have to fuck your boyfriend. I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay.
Okay. IDF. We can do, ladies. It's Mariah, Alina, and Alona. I would have to, this is easy for me, I would have to marry Mariah, have a good night with Alina just once, and cancel Alona because she's a baby.
No, same. I think that's correct. I think if you marry Mariah, then you get to have a bunny child.
Oh my god, I get to be a bunny parent.
You do get to be a bunny parent. I think Alina would be fun. And yeah, Alona is really, really beautiful, but she's just very young, and I think I would like to, we can adopt her.
Yeah.
Can we change it to fuck, marry, adopt?
Yeah, we can. Okay, fuck, marry, adopt. Kevin A. Moss, Alexander Samer, and Nathan Chen. You talked yourself into adoption, Megan. You gotta live with it.
Fuck Kevin. No, fuck Nathan. Marry Kevin. Adopt Samarin. I feel like I could be, I feel like I'm the mother he needs to guide him on the right path.
I would marry Nathan. Fuck Kevin. Yeah, same. The same. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I said marry Kevin.
Yeah, okay, no, Nathan. I'm doing the opposite.
Like, I know Kevin would be a great fuck, but the problem is that I think that Kevin is so sweet and emotionally open that he would be a wonderful, loving husband.
Yeah, I feel like that would be too much for me. I need to be the one crying all the time in a relationship.
That's fair.
Okay, Cup of China has Matteo Rizzo, Hanyeon, and Boyang Jin.
Oh my god, what a feast.
This is hard for me. No, it's not. I got it.
I got it too. I would fuck Matteo, marry Hanyeon, adopt Jin Boyang.
Yeah, same, I think. I would fuck Hanyeon, marry Matteo, and adopt Boyang.
I had the opposite, but
we keep switching. My logic here being that Matteo and I seem to like a lot of the same music and have a lot of the same style choices, so I feel like would be a good long-term partnership.
For me, I think Matteo has an earring, and that tells me he could be a little bit wild, but that Hanyeon is, like, the man you settle down with because he has, like, more mature, grounded vibes. And Boyang is, like, our son that we buy Spider-Man clothes for Halloween.
Oh, boy. Okay, Russ Telecom. Honestly, I want to adopt everyone. It's Makar Ignatov and Demoy Leave and Sasha Samarin. Yeah, that's the only answer. That's the only answer, honestly. And finally, we have NHK. Fresh. Roman Sadowski, Kevin A. Moss, Yuzuru Hanyu. This might be the most legal one we've done.
I think I would marry Yuzu for his money.
His skincare? Yeah. Unless he's tired and his body hurts all the time, which is the other option. Could be very boring. So anyway, this concludes Fuck, Marry, Kill. I'm so proud of us.
How about Substitutes Edition? Fuck, Marry, Adopt. KG, Nam, Jason Brown.
Marry Jason. Fuck, Nam. Adopt your boyfriend.
Aww. You could be my parent. In-law. I would fuck KG, marry Nam, adopt Jason.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
This was a mistake.
Yeah. Figure skating was a mistake. This has been fun, though. Are we done? Is this it?
Yeah, I think we're reaching the point of the night where I get really drunk and quiet and just sort of start spacing out. So I'm gonna go pound some Gatorade so I'm not, like, hungover later.
I want to thank our friends and listeners for indulging us. And now that you know that this is a thing we do, you can comment more of those in the Patreon comments. And maybe we'll do this again sometime. I know it's like a cliche that podcasters say all the time, but like, you guys really make this easier and more possible than it is without you. So thank you so very much for tuning in and supporting us and giving us your cash. Unfortunately, we still live under capitalism, so we still need your support, but we do appreciate it very much. Thank you so much. But it's been a joy to cover everything so quickly for you guys. Thank you for tuning in. Bye.
Oh, this is fun.